Okay, we're up to Simon. Okay, we're up to Simon Tov Tes Seif Ches on page 550. Okay, so we're discussing yesterday how does one go about making an eruv to chumli. He wants to travel more than 2,000 amos. So what are the techniques? So we learned yesterday the ideal way to create an eruv chum is to go there, to, like we said, to vote with your feet. It's to go to the location where you want the eruv to be chal and remain there at the time of Ben Hashloshes, and then you can travel in that direction 2,000 amos. You can travel 2,000 amos each direction. That was ideal. What was the next best thing? If you don't want to spend your time there, Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashloshes, at the place of your chum, you can send a representative. What is the representative? Two loaves of bread. We'll see. We had yesterday the sheer mazon shtei sudos, which is six eggs. A box of matzah. The food will be your representative. Now we're coming to a third solution. Well, it's not really a third solution, but you yourself don't even want to bother bringing the bread to this location. You want to send it through a shaliach. So the Mechaber tells us, no big deal. You can do though. Im yirtze yishlach eriv al yidei shaliach. The yomer. And you should, say, bezeh eriv, and the person that puts the bread down must make the following declaration. Bezeh eriv ye ploidi mutter leilech. With this bread that I'm putting down, the person that I put the bread down for, the Meshaleach, should be allowed to travel travel 2,000 amos. When you make a shliach, you cannot appoint a chere shayt v'katan, or a person that does not admit in the laws of an eruv. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Look at Mem Aleph. Chayush of the Katan. Mishum the Lav in Mem Aleph. The Lav Bnei Dani. They don't have Das. The Loya Limei Lemikne Shvisa. The Afib, and they do not have the Koyach to acquire on your behalf Shvisa. You know, the person that puts the bread down must put it down with Kavana. He must make a statement. The Afilu Oimid Veroya Beirachayik Shemaniach Sham B'Makom Shetzivam doesn't help. If you're standing on top of the you're building with binoculars and you're watching the chere shayt of the katan put down the bread at the tchum, and it doesn't help because the one who puts the bread down must have kavana, and this is not comparable to what we learned way back when it comes to collecting the bread for the eruve chatzeros. There we learned it does not make a difference who does it. Mashen kein the eruve chatzeros the sham ikar hu mash mekabitz mikulam avaydei zem misorvim yachad lochein mahani al gam Ali Day Cotton, Kamosha Kosa Basif, Basim and Shin Samov Siv Gimel. So here's a very interesting chilek, a very, very profound difference between the laws of Eruv Chatzeros and the laws of Eruv Techumen. One that puts the bread in its location must be a bar das, because the person who puts it there, he's actually doing something significant. He's creating a Mekoyim Shvisa for a person. And if he does not have the intellect to do so, it is meaningless. Mashen Ken Eruv Chatzeros. This everyone just should be together. There's no special significance in collecting the bread. As long as everyone is a partner in the bread, and the bread is located in one of the batim, that is sufficient. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mem beish eina moideber." Now he talks about, let's say you want to appoint a person that's a bardas, but is not a maimin. He does not believe in the Torah, or does not believe specifically in the law of a ruvei techumen. So the Mishnah Berurah elaborates, "Kegoin oivdei gilu." Like a guy or a tzaduki, chay gavna. The shemol lo yanichim sham. Maybe he won't even do it. Vafilu biyamim rach v'yir gamkein lo mahani. The shemol lo yanichim l'shem erev, because you don't trust him, because he doesn't have kavani. He doesn't believe in this. He's doing it for ulterior motives, and you don't have a proper kavana. Okay, back to the mechaber. The imamar. Now here we go to a new case. The imamar, three lines from the bottom. Let's say amar li acher lekabloimen. Let's say you give your eruv to a chere shaita of the katan, and you tell him go and give the bread to the person living there. Hand off the box of matzah to a bardas, and the bardas will put the bread down at the tchum with kavana. The imamar li acher lekabloimen. You told someone else to accept it to receive it from the chere shaita of the katan. Ushlocho al yidei echem yelu, v'afilu shlocho al apil even to an elephant, oy al hakoif, or a monkey, it doesn't make a difference. There was once a very big rush, got into a lot of trouble. They asked him a shayla, can a woman read a ksuba underneath the chuppah? So he said, it's a ma'isa koif, and it's mutter. Now, this Rashiva was talking Talmudic language. Talmudic language, it means that anything that you don't need a person, it's very common, anything that you don't need a person, it just has to be done. It's not tali in kavana. It's called ma'isa koif. Even a koif is not, it's not, I mean, right, mechanical, it means a monkey. But the people, the reporters who are writing the article, who picked this up, they don't know, they never opened the Madaf Gemara. They know the Madaf Gemara. So when they hear that if a woman, can a woman read the Ksuba, even a monkey can read the Ksuba. So they were saying, basically, they interpreted him saying that women, Charedim, view women as monkeys. So this is all over the papers. And it's a joke. I mean, not a joke. He's Zoru Chacham B'Divreichem. You have to be careful what you say. He was talking Talmudic literature, and Talmudic literature means if you don't, when you read the Ksuba, it's not, you have to have a person with Kavana to be Maitzi. Reading the Ksuba is just, we have this marriage document, and anyone can read the marriage document. You're not being moitzi acherim yidei chayvasa. When you make a bracha, so then you have to be moitzi acherim yidei chayvasa. So there's a shayla, are you chayv min atorah, are you chayv min derabbanan, a man and a woman, like this and like this. But when you just put up a sign on the wall, does it make a difference? Does the man have to put up a sign? A child? It's just something that has to, like an announcement has to be made. Rabbi Yisai, we're davening Ma'ariv tonight at 7 o'clock. Does it make a difference who makes the announcement? It's a mechanical thing. It doesn't make a difference. That's called Ma'isa Koif. So, again, but the people didn't understand that, the concept, and therefore they interpreted the person that's Haredi is saying that Noshim, women, are compared to monkeys.
Going back,
yeah.
To what age is a cut in the cut?
13 years in one day.
So you can, and if he's Baal Das and a Fishtate, everything, and he's 12.
Doesn't make a difference.
Still,
does not make any difference.
Now, a woman who has the Kavan and understand, can she be used for praising?
It appears yes. Yes. Only a cherish, because a woman also is in the same. She has the same obligation, so therefore she can be a shliach for someone else. Absolutely. So we hear now, but here. So here it says even a pilgrim kaif. So as long as transporting the eruv to the location can be done through a cherish shaita of the katan, as long as it's handed over to a bardas and the bardas puts it down with kavana. So if the person is staying at a distance and he sees, he was watching his binoculars, that the cherish shaita of the katan handed it off to a bardas and the bardas put it down, so he's in business. Even if he did not actually see that the other person put it down, but he trusts, as long as he saw the cherish shayt of katan handed it off to a bardas, we have a right to assume the bardas knows what he's supposed to do, and he did his shlichus, he put it down. The chazaka shaliach oiseh shlichuso. A very important Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah says very, very, very. This is a very yisoidistic of Mishnah Berurah. Nun, the chazaka v'davka b'zeh shuisu drabanan. When do we apply this concept of chazaka that a shliach should want to do drabanan? Samchin al chazaka zu avo b'isu d'oraisa. When you're dealing with matters that relate to the raisa, ein samchim al chazaka zu lohakel kiim lahachner. So if you want to assume a get. Right, a person wants to deliver, the person, a woman wants to receive her get. So she appoints an agent to go to the Beis Din and receive the get on her behalf. So, and that's it. I'm off to the races. She appoints the shliach, and she's gone. Okay, and then when she's at the, and then when she's on her vacation, who does she meet? Oh, an eligible bachelor, eligible chassan. Look at this. So the person says, are you married? Says, I assume I'm not. I just appointed an agent to call my get, and it's supposed to, the proceedings are supposed to take place at 12 o'clock. It's now 1 o'clock, so by now I'm a free woman. Oh, let's get married tonight. Let's get married. Is she allowed to get married? She works quick. Is she allowed to get married tonight? She, well, the answer is no. Why not? But you learn over here in the Mishnah Berurah and Shimon Tav Vav Chazaka Sheshliach Oyse Shlichuso only by an Erev, because an Erev Tchumen is a Din Drabanan. Midat Torah, it's only Yud Beis Mil. It's only Midrabanan. Oh, it's only but Grusha, divorce is Deraisa. She may not remarry until she is absolutely certain the Shlich indeed it was Makabel to get on her behalf. Avul the Isser. Top line of the Mishnah Berurah will be Isur Deoraisa Ein Semich Ma'al Chazaka Zoy Lahakakim Lahachmir. The Yeshayimrim, but now the Mishnah Berurah brings another opinion. The Afilu be Isur Deoraisa Hecha Sheesh Michshol Le Ha Meshalayach Im Lo Yase Shlichuso Fuhu Yachshav Sheosa Shlichuso Gon Hacha Semich Lachazaka. It's going to be a Michshol for the Mishleach. So this is in a situation where if the Meshalayach, the shaliach, does not do what he's supposed to do, so he knows that he's going to put the mishalech, the one that sent him, into trouble, then even by a deraisa we can rely. So the case of the grusha, I guess it's the same thing. I mean, She could get married. Well, because why? Because we assume since you appointed an agent, and the agent knows, if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, that other person is going to be messed up. It's not just, I want you to go do for me a mitzvah. So if let's say you make someone a shliach. I want you to be my shliach to give tzedakah. Here is $1,000. I want you to give the tzedakah. I should mekayim the mitzvah deraisa of mishlach mishlach mano. That's not deraisa, that's rabban. But let's say you have a mitzvah tzedakah. It's a mitzvah deraisa, right? It's a mitzvah deraisa. So the question over here is, Did the shliach do the shlichus? So what would happen if the shliach didn't do the mitzvah? He didn't give the money to, he pocketed the money, or he just didn't give the money to the tzedakah. Is anything going to happen to the mishaleach? No. So he didn't do the mitzvah. The shliach didn't do the mitzvah. Is he going to get into trouble? No. So the mishaleach didn't give the $1,000 tzedakah. No big deal. In that type of shliach, we say ein chazaka sheshliach oisa shlichus when it comes to a din d'oraisa. You can't be certain that you fulfill your mitzvah, min ha-Torah, just because I appointed an agent, because who says he did it? But when you're dealing with a situation where the shliach does not do the shlichus, then you're going to put the mishaleach in jeopardy. Like a woman who's getting divorced, if she's not going to accept the get, then she's going to think that she's divorced. And then she's going to remarry. And if she remarries, the children will be mamzerim. That situation, the shliach is assumed to understand the severity. To understand, in this case as well, over here, we're dealing over here by that tchum. By tchum, if you're not going to make do the shlichus, it's only mirabon, so it's not a good example. Let's say tchum would have been deraisa, and if the shliach does not do the shlichus, then the shliach is in jeopardy because he's not able to walk more than 2,000 amas. So this situation, since the shliach realizes the severity of the matter, then we could assume by deraisa that shliach does do the shlichus. So again, the second line, v'yesha, I'm da'afil b'yisu deraisa, hei choshesh michshol leham shaleach im lo yase shlichuso v'hu yachshav shasa shlichuso koin hachas sem cham chazaka de asa shlichuso shiadinan shasa shlichuso rak shasavik shem ashina l'kul yam armin divad l'ashina. One more rule the Mishnah Berurah says, a lot of rules, middle of no, you never know all these rules over here, middle of Hilchas Evin, all the rules of shlichus by the Reis to Rabban, it's amazing. Well, these hidden gems is that where the shliach definitely did something. But the only question is, he may have made a shinui. He may not have done it precisely the way you told him to do it. So in that case, the halacha is that you don't ask questions. If you know for sure that the shaliach did, he was involved in the action, what he was in the mission that he was sent to do, and now a question comes up, and maybe he deviated. He didn't do it exactly the way he was supposed to do it. He may have deviated slightly from the mission. No, that we don't take into consideration. Once we know but he was active, he did something, he was there, and he did something, we assume he did what he was supposed to, even when it comes to a deraisa. Okay, let's go back to the top of the page. V'chein rabim shenishtatfu be'eruv ve'etuchumim v'ratzu l'shlech eruv bi'arach. Let's say we have a group of people, we have 10 people, and they want to travel on Shabbos 4,000 amos in one direction, and they appoint an agent to put down the bread on their behalf. The Harei Elu Meshalchin, there's no difference that you can appoint an agent to do a mission on behalf of a group. It's the laws of Shlichus are not limited to one person. The Shaliach can act as an agent for multiple people. Okay, let's go for the test. Let's say one person or a group of people tell an individual, say, Arev Aleinu, make for us an Erev. Now, that's a very vague statement. What do you mean an Erev? Where? Where do you want to go? You want to go to Kennedy or to LaGuardia or to Newark? Where do you want to go? Call up a car service. I want to go somewhere. Where do you want to go? So you take, and so the shliach takes bread and he puts it down. Oh, in the stomach, he'll want to travel east on Shabbos 4,000 amos. And that's what he does. And then the Mishalech says, what did you do? Why didn't you put the Erev east? I wanted to travel west. So the question is, where is the tchum of the Mishalech when the Mishalech just makes a request to make an Erev but does not specify the direction? And he made an Erev. And the Shlich made an Erev wherever he wanted. It works. It works even though he did not specify the direction. Wherever he put it down, that's where the person will go. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, you test. Unbelievable. Now we say whatever the shliach does, lima freya, we assume that is what the mishlech would have wanted. The Mishnah tells that this halacha is limited. Don't get carried away. This halacha is true that we're going to say lima freya. We're allowing someone else to make a decision on your behalf. There are many people like that. They cannot make a decision. They need someone else to make all the decisions on their behalf. And therefore, the United Nations, you need someone to make a decision on your behalf. And therefore, it works. Igloy Muslim affairs, this, the Shlich put the air of the east, that's where the person is going to go. But if you know for a fact that Reuven, the Mishaleach, never goes east, he only goes west or north or south, and the Shalich Lahachas puts the Erev east, then that far you don't go. Then we say that it was not his Kavanah, and the Erev is bottle, and the Mishlech remains home. His Erev will be where he was located when Shabbos began. Yud. Now another Shah. Let's say you're telling you can make an Erev different types of food. Anything which is good for Shetufim Mevos is good for a Ruvei Techumin, as long as it's 6 to 8 eggs, enough for 2 meals. So let's say to your friend, I want you to make an Erev with dates. Okay, take dates. That's the food I want to use to be koine my shvisa. The Erev ola big roigoros, dried figs. What? Yud, page reishain vav seif yud. And he deviates, he uses dried figs. Or begregor is dried figs veva la bitmarm. Amalai, he tells Manacheruve bin Migdal, won't you put the Erev in a closet? Vinichoi b'shoivach, and he puts it in a chicken coop. Or b'shoivach vinichoi bin Migdal. Babayis, I want you to put the Erev in the ground floor. Vinichoi b'aliyah, or b'aliyah vinichoi b'bayis. Ein Erev, in all these examples, since you specified that you were precise in the type of food, in the location, and the shaliach deviates, the Erev is bottle. Avel, stam, just make an Erev, do whatever you want. Stam the Erev alav, bein big roi goros, bein bitzmonim, bein mebayis, bein b'aliyah, harei ze Erev, then it's going to be a good Erev. Okay, next sif, yud aleph. Now we get into some more complex halachas. These are lamed shalachas. So they're not really Nogelach Lemaisa, but I guess we can extract some Yesodais, these halachas. A person is traveling. He's on the road, and he sees it's now coming to Shabbos, and he sees he's not going to make it into the city on Shabbos. Let's give an example. He is 5,000, no, it's not a good example, 5,000. Let's say he's 3,000 amos away from the city. So what's the problem? If he's 3,000 amos away when Shabbos is about to begin, that's it. He's stuck. He'll never be able to make it into the city on time. There's nothing he can possibly do. So he's stuck. Okay, it's Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmashos. He's at a red light. And in 2 minutes, Shabbos will begin. This is where he's going to be located. And he's 3,000 amos away from the city. He can walk 2,000 amos. He'll be out 1,000 amos out of the city, out of his destination, where he wants to be. Because if he's within 2,000 amos of the tchum, he's 3,000 amos away from where he wants to be. So what does he want to do? I have a solution. I know that 1,500 amos away, there's a tree. There's a tree. There's a rest stop on the road. I am now within range. I am now, it's 2 minutes before Shabbos begins. I know that that tree is 1,500 amos away, and that's the midpoint between where I am now and the city. And if I would be able to put my Bikoinesh Shvi Sevir, I would be within range, within 2,000 amos of my ultimate destination. But I can't get there. I can't get there at this moment in time. I'm right now 3,000 amos, but I, in my mind, I can see it. I can visualize that rest stop. I've davened mincha there 100 times on the way back from the country. I know exactly where it is. Can you say, I want my shlisa to be at this place when you're on the road? So the answer is yes. So that this is a leniency that we only apply to a person who's traveling. There's no such thing as I'm in your home, you're lying down on your bed and your couch. I'm just too lazy to go out. I want to travel on Shabbos 4,000 amos east. But I'm too lazy to go now on Friday afternoon and put down the bread exactly 2,000 amos. You know what? Let me be mechaving. I'll be mechaving. I know that tree where I put down my Erev. I'll make believe I put my box of matzah, that tree, that's going to be my shlisa, and I don't have to get out of my bed, I don't have to make a shliach, I'll just be mechavi. No such thing. If you are sitting at home and you want to make an Erev, you got to pick yourself up, get out there, put the Erev down, or at least appoint the shliach to do it on your behalf. Only a person who's traveling, he's boba derech, for him, Chazal made a special leniency and allowed him to make use of this technique. Mishul Baderech, Umakir Ilam, he knows of a tree, Oy, Goder, or fence, Besoif Alpai Mama, from where he is now. The Yorad, he's afraid, Shema Techshach, it will get dark, Koidem Sheyagia Sham, the Yonar. He makes the following declaration. He says, Shevisasi Tachtav Bikar, I want to require my shlis on the roots of that tree. So it says here in the Mechaber, it works. Kaneshvisa bikaroi v'yeshlo mishon alpaimam, it works, and you kaneshvisa, and you can go walk from there 2,000 amas. Afal pi shem yochol agiyah shem abod. Even though you came b'mahalech b'inoni, elim kein yorot. So here he makes over here a very great limitation. Only time this works is if theoretically you were able to get there, you were able to travel that distance to where you want to make that Erev, if you were to run. If you were to run a foot race, what's the name of the Olympic, one who won the Olympics? You're able to run there very quickly, theoretically, then you don't have to go there. You can walk slowly, and it's as if you're kind of shvisa there. But if it's impossible to reach that spot where you want to deposit the bread to make the Erev, or to be present in that location, then it does not work. So, but if you're able, you can't get there just walking regularly. Elim kein yoretz, unless you would run, mutu lelach shem benachas, you can walk there slowly. And it's going to be a good Erev. Aval, im lo ha yochol agiyah shem klal mebodyom, even if you were to run, nope, no, too bad. Right now, you're 3,000 amos away from your final destination. That's it, you're stuck. You're only going to walk to the Samus. So then the Mechaber says something amazing. I remember this is Mamash, this is a Gemara. This, you have to learn, when you learn Masech Ta'erev, you'll come across all of these details. The person here wounded for himself. He went and he has Kavana. This goes back to what we learned a few days ago. We learned that in the Dirish. The Dirish explained in very good detail in the Shavur, where the person is 3,000 amos away from his final destination, and he knows of a tree that's exactly in the middle, and he says, I want to be Kodesh Shlisa at the place of that tree which is right in between where I am now and where I am now and my destination. Now, I'll be able to walk there 1,500 amos, and from there I can walk 2,000 amos. But it is physically impossible for you to reach that spot in the short amount of time you have left until it gets dark. It's impossible. So along comes the Mechaber and says, you know what? You lost out everything. You're finished. Lo yozos mimikoymai. You're not allowed to walk now more than Dalet Amos. Why? Because where is your Shvisa? Where you want to be? Why? Shari okar dato mikan. You uprooted your kavana from where you are right now. You want to be somewhere else. The gam shom loikana. And there you're not there either, because there you can't get there. So you koreach mikan v'koreach mikan. If it's physically impossible for you to get there before Shabbos begins, and you still want to be there, you still decide to be there. So in your mind, so in halacha, we consider you to be there, but you're not there. So you lose out everything. Let's see the Mishnah. It's a little bit complicated. This halacha. Let's see the Mishnah. We're inside Yud. Okay, Yud. Let's jump down to Nun Zayin. Okay, let's see Nun Zayin. Shvisasi tachta bika. I want to be kind of shvisa by the roots of the tree. Shal ilan la fuka imomar stam shvisasi tachta. Okay, that's gonna be later on in the Mechaber. You have to be very precise where you want to be kind of shvisa. Shukoilu gam tachas anafim. Afilu im kol ilan hubisoch shal paim ama. Mokam amida lo ye lo yimino ilan halo al paim ama shlem kim pachos kadesna nogedes. That's later on. Kane, that will come to later on. Nun heches. Kana shvisa. So the chiddush over here is, you coin a shvisa, ba mira ba alma, the akelu leba ba derech. Chazal will lean, the person that's traveling, it's not going to make it to his destination, he can be coin a shvisa by making a statement he wants to be in a certain location. Motor lelech shamanachas, so even though he cannot physically get there, he cannot get there if he walks slowly, he only can get that destination if he runs, being that theoretically he can get to that destination, it's okay. Vuadin the motor lelech shamanachas, you don't have to go now, you can go tomorrow. But in this case, according to the Mechaber says, but if you're not able to get there on time, it's physically impossible even by running, so you lose out everything. We consider you to be there, but being that you cannot be there because you are, you cannot physically travel there at this moment in time, you're punished and you get nothing. The dafka. Sheyichid, now he goes on to say this only works when you're very precise. You specify sheyichid arba amos, you specify exactly which part of the tree you want to be kind of shvisa. The heim, and the tree is b'soich al paimama. Going sh'amash shvisa sibikar, I want to be kind of shvisa in the roots. Umikan adi karoi, aim yoyser me al paim, is less than 2,000 amos. Aval im aim kol ilon b'soich al paim. Let's say the tree, the entire tree is not within 2,000. Now here's the leniency of the Mechaber. Let's say the entire tree, it's a complicated case. Let's say the entire tree is on the border of your 2,000 amos. So you are exactly 2,000 amos from the center of the tree, which means the other side of the tree, there are two sides to the tree. There's a tree that's closer to you, and there's a part of the tree that's further away from you. The part of the tree that's further away from you is more than 2,000 amos. The person says, I want to be kind of shvisa at the tree. Well, which part of the tree? Do you want to be kind of shvisa the part of the tree that's closer to you, which was within your 2,000 amos? Or do you want to be kind of shvisa underneath the part of the tree that's past your 2,000 amos? If you kind of shvisa pass the part of the tree that's 2,000 amos, you're finished, because now you're outside of your tchum. Even if it works, you kind of shvisa more than 2,000 amos away. How are you going to get there? At this moment in time, you are past the 2,000 limit of your tchum. Why not? Since the center of the tree is exactly 2,000 amos away from you, which means that part of the branches, part of the roots of the tree are past your 2,000 amos, maybe that's what you had in mind, and that is outside your tchum. And here, you don't want to be here. You're covered, you made a step, you want to be there, you don't want to be here, so you're not here, you're not there. You start, you can't walk more than Dalet amos. You have decided you do not want to be here, you want to be there, but there, you can't be there. But if you're going to be there, then you're outside the tchum, you're more than 2,000 amos away. So here's another example of where you're going to suffer. Either you physically can't get to your destination before Shabbos begins, you're punished and you can't walk more than Dalet amos, or even if you could physically get there before Shabbos begins, if you select, you're vague in your description of the place where you're going to Shvisa, and it possibly can refer to a place that's past the tchum, it's more than 2,000 amos, so very good. You'll be going to Shvisa more than 2,000 amos away, but you are now standing more than 2,000 amos, you're outside your tchum, you can't travel there. And Meila v'lo yozuz mimukaymayim. Okay. Let's stop over here. We'll take a break.